you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy, and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-290-0258. 800-290-0258. 800-290-0258.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Pressure is on Hamas to release the hostages, all of them, or else. President Trump threatening hell to pay unless... Well, here are the clear demands from State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce.
All the hostages have got to be released. They need to be released now. The bodies they are holding, everything, everyone needs to be released.
Something different today as the faithful pray in St. Peter's Square for Pope Francis. Beginning his fourth week in the hospital, Francis played them a greeting, sounding in fairly strong voice despite his double pneumonia, saying thank you from the bottom of my heart for your prayers. The Trump administration rolling back some of the tariffs for businesses that are part of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, both Mexico and Canada, the deal President Trump carved out, investors rattled, stocks tumbling, Dow and NASDAQ down more than 500. This is ABC News. Emergency talks are underway in Europe on boosting military spending there as U.S. support fades. President Trump's envoy to Ukraine and Russia says the U.S. pause on military spending is something Ukrainians brought on themselves. Keith Kellogg saying the best way I can describe it is sort of like hitting a mule with a 2x4 across the nose. How women's rights have eroded. ABC's Sherry Preston on a new study.
30 years after world leaders adopted a historic blueprint to achieve gender equality, a new UN report says women and girls' rights are under attack and that gender discrimination remains deeply embedded in economies around the world. Nearly a quarter of all governments worldwide reported a backlash to women's rights last year. When it comes to domestic violence, the report says a woman or girl is killed every 10 minutes by a partner or family member. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
My pillow guy Mike Lindell ruled in contempt of court for failing to hand over documents in the defamation suit by voting machine company Smartmatic. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry in to Macy's today. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The look of the Irish. The Shamrock Shake is here again at McDonald's. Treat yourself to a creamy vanilla soft serve, swirled with shamrock syrup and topped with delicious whipped topping. And here's the sweetest part. When you purchase a Shamrock Shake, we'll donate 25 cents to benefit local Ronald McDonald's House Charities programs. So come to a participating McDonald's, enjoy a Shamrock Shake, and spread a little green cheer to families who need it most.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
bright and beautiful today, and still just a touch breezy, with high temperatures today reaching the mid-30s, and tonight falling to the teens. We'll continue to see plenty of sunshine tomorrow and into the weekend. Temperatures should reach 40 by Saturday and nearing 60 by Monday. Need a new bathroom? Don't miss out on free premium upgrades from BCI Bath and Shower. 1-800-329-4115. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The latest Marquette Law School poll finds support for tariffs breaking along partisan lines in Wisconsin, with 61% of Republican respondents thinking tariffs will help the economy. 92% of Democrats believe they'll hurt. Independents also skeptical, with 50% believing tariffs will hurt. Now's the time to get your kids ready for the time change to daylight savings this weekend. UW Assistant Professor of Pediatrics Dr. Casey Freimiller says one thing to try is something called bedtime fading.
I'm doing just short little 15-minute increments of going to bed earlier those few days before daylight savings.
A teenager in Racine County under arrest in connection with the death of his mother. A 15-year-old boy arrested Tuesday night remains in custody as police in the village of Caledonia investigate the woman's death. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Amplify Health from Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospitals. NTech, your premier communication and entertainment provider, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. And Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. Dunn County has started the process of updating its 20-year comprehensive plan and is taking input from the public. The plan covers housing, transportation, land use, economic development, utilities, community facilities, and natural and cultural resources. Dunn County is launching a web page where residents will be able to find updates on the process and also submit input. Starting Monday, there'll be a survey for residents to fill out to share their priorities. The Family Resource Center of St. Croix Valley has received a $1,000 grant from the Pierce Pepin Cooperative's Federated Youth Foundation. The money will be used to support special events and multiple planning and learning series in Pierce County. The funding will allow the Family Resource Center to provide programming to over 100 families. The Federated Youth Foundation is funded by abandoned capital credits from Pierce Pepin Cooperative. Police are investigating the death of a woman and classifying it as a homicide. Police officials were called out to the 1600 block of Namakaman Street in Hudson for a welfare check yesterday afternoon. Police officers received a call from a man inside the home that someone was in danger. When they arrived, they asked him to come outside, but he ignored police calls and a standoff began. After a few hours, the man surrendered. Police entered the home to find a dead female. A woman who stabbed her friend years ago in an effort to summon the fictional Slender Man will face a hearing today over her potential release from a mental institution. Morgan Geyser was 12 when she and another friend lured 12-year-old Peyton Leitner into the woods in 2014, stabbing her 19 times in a case that shocked the community of Waukesha. Leitner survived, and Geyser, now 22, is at the Winnebago Mental Health Institute under a 40-year commitment. Geyser's gained some support from staff and hoped to move into a transitional facility, but a sealed petition is aiming to keep her at the institute. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The city of Durand will hold an economic development planning session April 2nd. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the meeting will focus on how the city, county, and school districts can work together to advance economic development.
To talk about where we're going and what we can do to coordinate, what we can do, whether it's to bring new businesses, to fill buildings, to get those types of things, what can we do to move those things forward. So as we're calling it an economic development planning session.
That meeting will be held at 5:30 on April 2nd at City Hall and is open to the public. A detached garage and its contents are a total loss after a large fire on a property on Sherwood Trail near Zumbrota Wednesday night. According to Zumbrota Fire Department, crews arrived on the scene to find the garage engulfed in flames. The fire was successfully knocked down, but the home had minor damage. No one was injured in that fire. A local bowling alley is being featured in a historic bowling lanes tour. Club 10 was recognized as a featured destination in the Bowling Centers of America Vintage Alley Tour for Wisconsin. The tour will be held on April 5th and will visit three historic bowling centers, including Leaker's Place in Glenwood City, Gales Lanes in Galesville, and Club 10. By the way, the alleys in Club 10 were first installed back in 1954. Now's the time to get your kids ready for the time change to daylight savings this weekend. University of Wisconsin Assistant Professor of Pediatrics, Dr. Carrie Freymiller, says one thing to try is something called bedtime fading, where parents adjust kids' bedtime in 15-minute increments in the next few days. Freymiller says kids and teens are especially prone to the health impacts of getting less sleep, and CDC data shows only 23% of high schoolers get at least 8 hours of sleep in 2023. Freymiller says parents should start prepping their kids now so the time change isn't so sudden come Sunday morning. You're listening to WRDN News.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care. All amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The NFL has announced that you can now register for tickets to go to the NFL Draft. The 2025 draft will be held outside of Lambeau Field from April 24th through the 26th. Fans interested in getting tickets can download the NFL One Pass app for Apple and Android phones. The NFL, along with the city of Green Bay, are expecting 250,000 fans to attend the three-day event. Along with registration, important information will be on the app that may be needed when attending the draft. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb, expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking, because this offer,
$149 or less,
ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Let's talk about an ugly word, debt. I'm Navy veteran Phil Briggs, and at my lowest point, I was drowning in credit card debt until I turned to Navy Federal Credit Union. Their cash rewards and cash rewards plus cards now offer a 0% intro APR on credit card balance transfers for 12 months. So dominate your debt with Navy Federal Credit Union, where our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA after the intro rate expires. Variable APRs are 14.9% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends March 31st, 2025.
Briscoe JGR win penalty appeal. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This spring, speed returns to South Florida. NASCAR weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway.
Go get it done. Green, green, green.
Where high octane meets the high banks.
Down.
And gear up for spring break in the fast lane. Three races, 3 days, one unforgettable weekend in racing paradise. NASCAR weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway. March 21st through the 23rd. Get your tickets now at homesteadmiamispeedway.com.
Chase Briscoe and Joe Gibbs Racing won their appeal yesterday when a three-member panel overturned a penalty imposed by NASCAR following the Daytona 500. The NASCAR Cup Series penalty included a 100-point deduction against the driver of the number 19 Toyota, a four-race suspension for crew chief James Small, and a $100,000 fine for JGR. In a statement, the panel agreed that the elongation of some of the holes in the car's spoiler base were caused by the process of attaching that specific base to the rear deck and not modification of the single source part. Briscoe is now tied for 14th in the standings. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Marquette women's coach Kara Consuega has been named the Big East Conference Co-Coach of the Year. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Consuega led Marquette to a 20-win regular season in her first year and becomes the fourth Marquette head coach to win Conference Coach of the Year honors, joining Terry Mitchell, Carolyn Keeger, and Megan Duffy. She shares the honor with UConn's Gino Auriemma. The top-ranked Badger women's hockey team getting ready to face Minnesota Duluth in the semifinals of the WCHA's final face-off tomorrow afternoon in Duluth. The Badgers swept the Bulldogs in their four-game regular season series. Ohio State and Minnesota will meet in the other semifinal. Wisconsin standouts Carolyn Harvey, Casey O'Brien, Kirsten Sims, and Layla Edwards named top 10 finalists for the Patty Kazmaier Memorial Award given to the top player in women's college hockey. Wisconsin's four top 10 finalists were the most of any school in the country and are a program record. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
A big week for winter sports state tournaments, plus hoops action continues. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Three more winter sports will head to state championship play this week. At the UW Fieldhouse, the team wrestling state tournament takes place Friday and Saturday. Four-time defending champion Kaukauna is unbeaten in dual meets and the top seed in Division I. Three-time defending D3 champion Fenimore moves up to Division II this year as the four seed. Championship matchups for all divisions will be contested on Saturday. The Boys and Girls Hockey State Championships will be held Thursday through Saturday at Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton. Two-time defending state champion Notre Dame grabbed the three seed in Boys Division I. Tomahawk is the top seed in D2. On the girls' side, both last year's champion the Central Wisconsin Storm and the runner-up Bay Area Ice Bears are returning to the state tournament. The WIAA Gymnastics State Championship will also be held this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. One of the headliners will be senior Avery Ash of Rice Lake, the Division II all-around champion last year, who also claimed event titles in the vault and balance beam. Girls Hoops playoff action continues with sectional semifinals on Thursday and sectional finals on Saturday. Boys basketball has regional play Friday night, followed by regional finals on Saturday. Be sure to visit wisports.net for full previews, reactions, scores, and schedules. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scanadia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with a Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Jamie Dietman has been a guide for over 21 years, and he says late ice is one of his favorite times to be there. I'll tell you why, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Jamie Dietman is a guide from the Brainerd Lakes region of Minnesota. He loves to fish Lake of the Woods, and lake trout is one of his favorite species to catch. But he says when it comes to late ice, it's about the panfish. And he says you need to think about downsizing your lures. To him, that means using a small tungsten lure because you want to make sure that you can still get a good feel for the lure while getting it down to the depth that you want it to be at. So he's using very small lures, and he's making sure that they're tungsten lures so he can get good feel. He says color is very important right now as well. His favorite colors are the fluorescent colors and the glow jigs. He says you're trying to trigger a bite, and sometimes what it takes is having a very bright color. And the bait you're using should be downsized as well. If you've been using wax worms, switch over to maggots. Use the smaller baits, use the smaller lures, and you're going to catch some fish. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their
their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Quiet weather returns in our Real Country 1430 forecast, along with warmer temperatures, becoming mostly sunny throughout the day. Today, highs upper 30s, west winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows near 18. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs mid-30s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas girls playoff basketball tonight as the Lady Panthers face Colfax. The Advent Health Panther preview will be at 6:45, tip-off at 7 tonight here on WRDN.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. On today's program, it's Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, and we'll kind of comb through the news of the day. And I might say that there is a fair amount to talk about here today, especially with the trade headlines and things like that. First of all, before we do that, just taking a look at the markets, corn, old crop is settling up 7 to 9. New crop is up about 4 or 5. Soybeans settled today double digits higher, 11 to 16 cents higher. And then the wheat futures were up about 8 to 9 in Kansas City. Just your thoughts on the day's trade, first of all. Again, a lot of things going on, a lot of headlines. But what would you say was the attitude for these higher markets today, Mike?
Yeah, you notice the bull spread was very active in the corn and beans, especially, Chad. And so that was a very positive piece of demand-related mindset coming back into the trade, sorely missed since the beginning of this week. I think this goes back to the export sales coming out. I and I'm sure many of my colleagues in the commodity industry and analysts were wondering whether we would see any kind of cancellations and big reductions in the grain complex since we've seen the tariffs announced and actually now put into place, with some caveats, as you say, with that's happened in the last 24 hours. But we didn't see that, and I think that's very nice in terms of how the structure of the market is looking right now heading into the last day of the week. And I will say right up front here on the show, whether it's corn or cattle, we need a very strong finish on Friday, in my opinion, to really break the chain of negativity in the sentiment and the idea that the funds are going to go from a net long position to a net short position, because that's what I'm starting to hear in Chicago as of the beginning of this week.
Let's talk about the charts just for a moment. What do the charts look like to you? Are we building a bottom here, trying to build a little bit of support and move up? What are your thoughts?
It does look like capitulation, meaning we ran into sellers, whether you're talking about, again, cattle or corn. The cattle market, especially with the blizzard, the mini blizzard coming through, really saw a sharp rebound in prices after hitting fresh 2025 lows. And I know we'll talk more about that in segment two. But for the corn and beans, beans are now higher on the week at this point as of Thursday's close. And that's also the weekly high is also the monthly high when it comes to the corn and beans as well, Chad. And so what we're looking at right now is a product market. The soy meal is working an outside week higher now. It made a lower low, and now it's at a higher week price action on a closing basis as we go into Friday's trade. The bean oil has seen some unknown export sales this morning. That was a very nice boost to the product market, and the beans have been really saturated with a negative bias in bean meal and bean oil. So those product markets look a lot better than they did 2 or 3 or 5 days ago. So the highs in the beans now are 10.19 and a quarter. We closed around 10.14 in lead month March, which goes off the board on the 14th. So volume will start to go down pretty dramatically after Friday on that contract. But it'd be great to see a close above 10.19 and a quarter on the soybeans, and a close above the current monthly high on corn of 4.56 and three quarters. That would also get us back up above last week's lows. So we're really close to negating the technical damage that we created on Monday and Tuesday's trade, if you ask me.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room, and that is the tariffs. And there's been a headline every day about that. And it feels like there might be some good news or maybe better news about that. I guess what are your thoughts with the Trump administration's? Why is President Trump having these conversations about tariffs right now?
I think he's really sincerely attaching, like train cars to an engine, his tariff policy, his trade policy, his economic policy, and his foreign policy are all one and the same. And the research I've done the last few months, and you can get more information on this by getting a hold of me, but with the limited amount of time we have, I think the research that I have done would suggest pretty strongly that President Trump's real initiative is to try and contain China's economy. And because of China's economy, China's foreign policy moves over the last essentially 25 years since 2000. And there's a lot to unpack in that. But I think President Trump did a lot in solving some issues for me in wondering whether that was a true statement as far as good analysis, because he had the announcement with the new TSMC chip manufacturing plant being built in Arizona earlier this week. But he said specifically to an answer to a question by a reporter, if China keeps weakening its currency, we'll keep increasing tariffs. His goal, if China's not ready to work with us in more reciprocal trade and get back to what he did in this first administration with China, is to weaken the dollar. And that is probably the biggest reason why we're talking about the technicals and the way this market's healed up at this stage, along with the news that we're getting a 30-day kind of peace deal with Mexico, especially, and Canada too. When it comes to automakers, we're pushing out until April 2nd some of these tariffs. But I don't think the trade would have reacted nearly as positively to this news, Chad, had it not been for the dollar making a new four-month low, because the dollar is doing all the heavy lifting of breaking our prices to the downside. And with tight world wheat and tight world corn stocks, the lower we go in U.S. Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America prices, the better it is and the less impact the tariffs will have on us as far as whether major importing countries choose us or not. I think this is a major piece of the puzzle that President Trump will put 60% tariffs on China if they don't work with us, because I do think he's going back to the mid-20th century type mindset of containing a country that he sees as too aggressive, much like Ronald Reagan did in the 80s with the USSR Soviet Union.
All right, very interesting. Again, Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the second half of the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Chad Moyer back with you here on the Rural Radio Network as we continue our conversation with Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, and our Channel Final Bell program. We ended the first half talking about these tariffs and what is the administration's intent with this. So you laid out, okay, maybe it's containment of a foreign economy and things like that. Well, so how does that make farmers exposed? Are we exposed to the positive? Are we exposed to the negative? How do farmers take that and try and work with it right now?
Yeah, I don't see it as a good situation if we don't come to terms with our trading partners in a good way. And what I've told my clients and subscribers, Chad, very bluntly, is that we've got the first 100 days of the presidency, and we're about halfway through it now, to get everything back on track when it comes to trade. Because historically, whether you want to bring manufacturing back for good reasons or bad reasons, you're essentially unwinding a ball of yarn that's been put into place for the last 40 years. And that's very difficult to do without having a lot of road bumps. And I do think that his administration and he himself believe sincerely that we hollowed out the middle part of the country and we took our manufacturing away, and it hurt our local economies and our society. And so that's why I think they're very serious as well. And staying apolitical on it, that if they're sincere about that, then they'll go ahead and move forward. My take is very simple, is that if the dollar becomes a safe haven again, and the market, the traders decide to buy the dollar as a safe haven again, or if bond yields and interest rates start to climb again, and the stock market starts to go lower, and we look like we're in a recession, and that draws attention or bullishness to the safe haven mindset of the U.S. dollar, it's going to be a tough road, I'm afraid. And I think that's where what I've told, especially the clients that are maybe under 50 and subscribers that are under 50 years old, this is what I grew up with. This is what I went to college and studied. And as soon as I graduated from college, everything I learned was essentially useless because we're under this new trading environment of multilateral trade and WTO and GATT and everything else. So that's my take on it, is that it's going to be very difficult in agriculture, and lower prices for several years would not surprise me if we go into a true trade war, especially at 60% tariffs with China, because they are the number two economy in the world. It would be very hard not to have a pretty significant recession under that kind of a circumstance.
All right. Switching over to livestock, hitting on live cattle futures, they ended down just slightly here today, 25 to 50 lower catches a lot of it. Feeder cattle down $2 in the nearby, but a buck and a half to two catches a lot of that. A higher day in hogs, though. Thoughts on the meats today? Anything watching? You mentioned the corn feeder cattle relationship. What are you watching in the meats?
Yeah, that's a great question. The export sales really were showing up in the price action to me today, because we saw 42,000 metric tons of pork export sales on the week. That was up 27% from the four-week average. We saw Mexico come in and take at least half of that. China was the number two buyer. So I think that really brought the short covering into the hog sector pretty nicely. It's almost the exact opposite story when it comes to the beef export sales, Chad. We did have some significant decreases. South Korea decreased, Japan decreased, China decreased. And so our export sales of 13,400 metric tons were about 30% below the four-week average. I do think that the April futures, now that they're lead month futures and they went down to those new 2025 lows on Tuesday, have a chance of finding a low here because of the way the cash market has kind of firmed up, and we're starting to see 195, 197 be more of a place where we're getting some business done. And those April futures have taken all their premium out of them compared to that cash price. So I'm hoping that this big sell-off on Wall Street doesn't culminate into a complete washout here in the next 60 days, and then the trade starts worrying about the consumption of meat. But that's where, as I said in the top of the show, the weekly close is really, really important no matter what commodity you're looking at, given some of the charts and some of the fundamentals we're dealing with.
Okay. With the time that we have left in the program, I guess looking forward here, one more trading day of the week. You mentioned a few keys there. Anything else? We get a WASD update next week, I believe, prospective plannings at the end of the month. I guess what's on the horizon? What are you watching forward that could give some indication as to what producers might or what producers should focus on?
Yeah, with the WASD update and the weather, I would say that the South American crop is still a player, depending on what USDA says on the WASD report. I would also suggest to you that the wheat market is still the leader to the upside. If we're going to have a weather market with wheat breaking dormancy with this warm-up that we're looking to see next week, I think the wheat market, especially given the Black Sea also getting a warm-up on some very dry conditions in Ukraine, it would suggest to me the wheat is still the leader to the upside, the weather market here in the near term. Soybeans probably still the weaker part of the equation, because we're harvesting in Brazil, and most of my colleagues and sources are suggesting that crop in Brazil is going to be there with soybeans while the jury's still out on second crop corn.
Great conversation. Thanks for the information. Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, on today's program. Do remember, trading of commodity futures and options does involve substantial risk of loss, might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. After months of legal challenges and delays, it looks like the Corporate Transparency Act's reporting requirements are finally moving forward. The U.S. Treasury has announced that enforcement of these business reporting rules will begin on March 21st, 2025. I'll have more when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. First awarded in 1995, the Farm Progress High Cotton Awards highlight the top growers in the four main Cotton Belt regions of the United States. These growers showcase their operations' progressive practices, involvement in the industry, and their focus in conservation.
We're excited to announce the winners of the High Cotton Awards with Brent Murphy, the senior editor at Delta Farm Press. Hear this from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Passed in 2021 to better track alleged money laundering, the Corporate Transparency Act has been in and out of court for more than 3 years. Last week, however, the legal system provided some certainty, and the U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, designated March 21st as the deadline for businesses to file paperwork. Originally set to take effect in January, the law faced multiple court challenges that temporarily blocked enforcement. But with the latest federal ruling lifting those key injunctions, the Treasury Department has confirmed that compliance will soon be mandatory. Under the law, most businesses structured as corporations, limited liability companies, or LLCs, or similar entities must report their beneficial ownership information to FinCEN. This information includes details about individuals who own or control at least 25% of the business. The goal is to prevent financial crimes like money laundering and fraud, but the reporting burden has raised concerns among small business owners, including many in agriculture. Importantly, businesses created before January 1st of this year have until the end of 2025 to comply. However, any business formed in 2024 must file by March 21st. That's less than 2 weeks from now. Missing the deadline could result in financial penalties, making it important for affected businesses to get their paperwork in order. With the back-and-forth legal challenges seemingly settled, it's likely that this compliance deadline will stick. FinCEN is expected to issue an interim final rule on March 21st, which may fine-tune some aspects of the enforcement, but the requirement itself looks here to stay. For farm operations structured as LLCs or corporations, this means it's time to take action. If your business falls under these rules, now is the time to gather ownership records and consult with legal or tax professionals to ensure compliance if you haven't already done so. I'll be back with more after this.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor gets to know you and your goals to build a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Backed by a team of specialists, they'll analyze all your accounts, even the ones they don't manage, to keep an eye on taxes and provide proactive portfolio insights that can help you unlock your wealth's full potential. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Yes, if your farm or business is set up as a corporation or an LLC and you haven't yet filed your company's beneficial ownership information with the U.S. Treasury, the time is running out. Consult a legal or tax professional soon to avoid additional penalties by March 21st of this year. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, lows upper teens to 20. Clouds tomorrow morning, then turning mostly sunny for the afternoon and highs in the upper 30s. Even warmer temperatures for the weekend and into next week, highs climbing through the 40s, even some 50s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently it's 37.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What's that? I hear angels singing, telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady. I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. Cause to me it's a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a brandy. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a brandy. As you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. I just had to let you know, no, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. Oh, I just had to let you know, no, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah. Was someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them. For the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.
Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
They'll promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things. But girl, you'll remember what your knees are for.
Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
See, I'm playing here at the bar tonight. Well, this time I'm gonna make our dreams.
6 o'clock on Friday evening, mama doesn't know she's leaving. Did she hear the screamer slamming, rubber squealing, gears are jamming. Local country station just a blaring on her radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning. Girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. Clock show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat, and then they're heading to the honky tonk. But loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, hey, where it's George Strait, real late, and dancing cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Starts a hard romance and 1 o'clock that truck is rocking. 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break to check the clock at 3, they're right on where they wanna be. And 4 o'clock, get up, get going. 5 o'clock, that rooster's crowing. On his way, the stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, mom, your daughter's coming, there they go again. Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Know me, and we both know. finish your wine, then you should probably leave. And it's hard.